10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
The prosecution has rested now in the Lindsey Clancy case. The judge denied a defense motion for a required finding of not guilty. That happens in every case. And Kevin Reddington started calling witnesses the same afternoon. Lindsey Clancy's mother and sister took the stand within hours of the prosecution's closing. The trial has certainly shifted now. Lindsey's mother, Paula Musgrove, testified that Lindsey texted her in October of 2022. Not saying, I hate my husband. I really want to get a new boyfriend. I don't like my kids. I want to just go live a life free of them and be able to go to the TJ Maxx whenever I feel like it. No, she said, I'm really sick. Something is wrong. Musgrove drove from Connecticut then to Duxbury that day. She told the jury, Lindsey said the medications were destroying her mind. The mother going to the stand saying, I was there for this woman that was basically deteriorating and falling apart. The world somehow seeing a cash-hungry grandmother that's trying to make money off of GoFundMe. That's the weird parallel to all this. And by the way, I dived into all that too last night. So let's make a quick dispelling of all of that. They're trying to profit off of this. People are conflating two different GoFundMes. One was actually set up by a friend of Patrick. That equated to a couple $100,000. It helped with the burial costs and such. The other one was set up by friends of the parents, and that was to help with them moving their lives for several years. They're retired and moved in with her and took care of her, and then trying to cover those costs because they're not working anymore. And moving across the country and to different areas, and there are costs involved with those sort of things, and the therapy and the shit and everything that goes with it. It wasn't exactly a money-making venture. The family wasn't there going, oh, it's payday time. Lindsey's crazy. Let's cash in. But in the parallel universe that some seem to live in, you know, they were, you know, big pimping, spending G's.
Let's look at past cases. When people are trying to make money off of death, what are they doing? Every single case we do, Tony, what's the first thing I do? Is there an insurance policy?
No.
Was there an insurance policy on the three kids? That's the first thing you ask. Because if someone's trying to profit off the death of someone, it's the first thing they do. You know, every single case. No one, especially when you look at the whole, the relationships that are forged in this family are so, they're a model for what people should strive to achieve in their families. And I'm not saying, you know, with obviously the tragic ending with Lindsey and what she did to her children. I'm saying every other aspect. The parents' involvement, the caring of everyone. I watched this morning, again, as of the recording, I'm watching not just, I watched Linda, you know, Lindsey's mom's testimony, but this morning, Lindsey's mother-in-law was on there. Lindsey reached out not just to her own mother, but to her mother-in-law. Her mother-in-law, who's also a labor and delivery nurse for 38 years, she's the one that introduced her to the clinic that we said could have actually saved Lindsey's life if that one first nurse practitioner hadn't been able to move on. That was Lindsey's mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So think about this in your own lives and people you know. Are you that close to your in-laws that you are, that they're all in with you too? If there was any leakage anywhere where there's an unhealthy relationship, whether it's between Patrick, Lindsey, in-laws, kids, profit versus anything else in life. Do you really think that a guy like Kevin Reddington and everyone else in their circle, her friends, her family, everyone, there wouldn't be leakage somewhere? This is the most airtight, non-dysfunctional leakage I've ever seen in any case. And when you have something that tight with healthy, with the exception of the tragic, horrendous things that happened to Lindsay, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. So when you have such healthy relationships, that's the first thing you do in every investigation. It's the first thing I do in everything in life is I look for who's in my life, what relationships, what to communicate. And communication is what tells those things. And what are they showing? All the text messages. We're binders full of text messages, checking in multiple times a day, 2, 3, 4 times a day. And what do I do with my kids every day? Same thing. My 26-year-old Marine that's about to be deployed overseas. We text all day long. Why? Healthy, strong relationships. I'm looking for leakage from that norm. There's no leakage. And so therein lies the relationship there. I thought it was strong.
How do you wrap? I mean, I don't know. You've been struggling to wrap your mind around this, as have I. I've been texting back and forth since this has been going on. I'm like, what the hell? But I mean, how do you wrap your mind around this? I mean, you have literally the entire ecosystem of Lindsay Clancy, the ex-in-laws, her parents, her own ex-husband, everybody that's close and knows this woman has rallied around her after she killed her 3 kids.
Yeah.
And they're all saying, this is not her. This was the psychosis. This is absolutely horrific. We know her well than a stranger in Paducah, Kentucky, that's watching a 45-second TikTok and has a gut feeling. They're all saying, we know this woman. We've known this woman her entire existence, and this is not what she is. Everybody is on her side in this that is close to her. Why is it that Steve in Paducah, or Jill in Kalamazoo, who watched a 45-second TikTok, feels the authority and has the audacity to go online and so blatantly throw something out there of saying, I think the husband did it. I think she's faking it. I think all her outbursts in court, her crying, her uncontrollable sorrow of being put in front of these horrific images and having to face what she did, which she's not like she's not saying she's facing. She knows she did it. She said she did it. But she's having a reaction to it. It's fake. What gives a stranger that authority and what are they getting out of that, of standing over someone who is suffering, standing over the husband who is suffering and saying, I don't believe anything you're saying. I don't believe anybody in your circle. I think you're all lying. Everybody who knew her, everybody who is her, anybody who's close, you're all full of shit. And I know better because I saw a TikTok. What the hell is that?
So I'll do my armchair psychology. I think because we're seeing, I mean, there's so many different conspiracy theories. I've never seen so many. So what my mind goes to when I see so many different conspiracy theories is that there's a lot of projection going on. I think people are projecting a lot of their own insecurities, a lot of their own trauma, a lot of their own inner fears, especially because, and again, doing the deep dive empathy on my side, I have 2 beautiful children that grew into amazing adults, as everyone knows, my labor and delivery nurse, my fighter jet son.
Yeah.
But I can tell you, when they were screaming from colic at like under a year old, I can tell you, I wanted to rip my eyeballs out.
Sure.
I think because a lot of us had those moments as parents, again, a small part of it, that were excruciating. I mean, being a parent of young kids is a very traumatizing event because there's no rule book. And so I think because we've all, I have not met a parent that didn't have a moment when they just wanted to end it all because it sucks so bad. You know, we've had those moments, you know, in a fleeting thing, in a half joking thing, but at the same time though, it was there. And I think so part of it is us projecting, well, I overcame it, so can you, or maybe I didn't, or I had thoughts that I'm ashamed of. And so because I'm ashamed of it, you did it, so I'm better than you. So I got to project that out. So we project out all these myriad of our own insecurities, our own trauma responses, all these things out to the rest of the world. And what what gives you the authority? That's a great question. What gives us authority? Friggin' social media gave them the authority. And so there's no repercussions. They'll ignore the people that are haters. But what are they also seeking? Now we get to self-radicalize, because now I'll find other people that have the same insecurities, say trauma responses. And so it's clustering. Mm-hmm. All these people are clustering around group mindset. And so now you got a cluster of people that are going to hand and cherry pick all the data points that are going to support their own insecurities that they're projecting out on this case. I mean, it's I said before we started, this case has not only highlighted the incredible ineptitude of the mental health system for women, especially with postpartum. I think it's really highlighted the mental health of our entire country and world
as a whole.
Yeah,
how we're able to take this information in and process it, and this is what comes out the other side.
It's given me great pause with a lot of people of like, I got to really assess, am I talking, and I still talk to absolutely everyone, love engaging, but am I talking to a critical thinker, or am I talking to someone who's going to deal with me with their own insecurities and trauma responses, which generally we all do, but it's highlighting how far our path of discovery and self-awareness people are on as well, because... and even the conspiracy theories of her faking it, I said it before too, if she's faking this, she should get every single Oscar that's ever been awarded in Hollywood, because you can't fake years and years and years of relationships. How do you fake the years prior to this break? How do you fake all these things? How do you fake post? These emotions I've seen fake. 22 years watching people perform. Just, again, do your own research. Don't listen to Robin. Do your own research. Look at everything we've covered on this channel. Our channel's, and this isn't a pump for the channel, but it's an easy place to find it. All these different cases. Pick your poison. There's so many different cases are categorized on YouTube. Just watch. Just listen. Just see the comparisons. Pick your own or do your own. I mean, just go down the Andrew Yates one that everyone's comparing it to. Yeah. Good. Do your own research. You'll come to your own conclusion.
A lot of people, you know, are including, I'm going to address a question here about Coffin Daffer too. You know, she was saying yesterday she doesn't buy it. I'm not trying to put words. I'm just trying to reiterate what she said the other day about, you know, she didn't buy the, you know, her performance, as she called it, basically in court, her reacting to their shots. Coffin Daffer had the exact opposite reaction you and I did to Lindsay Clancy. Exactly. And a lot of people do. So the question there is, can I politely ask you why we continue to give Coffin Daffer airtime? Because it's important to be able to engage with people who disagree with you.
Yeah.
And if you don't do that, if you say, screw that, you have a different opinion, I don't want to hear from you, we never get anywhere. Nobody gets anywhere. So while one side may dig in, and I've dug into plenty of things too, where I'd love to not dig into it further because it frustrates the living shit out of me. Trust me, actually prepping for having the conversation with Jen yesterday, I was like, oh, do I even want to talk about this with her because it makes me so angry because we disagree so much on it. But you know, that's how we learn from each other. That's how we can understand other people's sides and learn how someone got there. Sometimes people take a listen and go, oh, I didn't think of it that way. Okay. And that's how we have a dialogue and how we can go back and forth. The worst thing we can do on anything, whether it be this case or just life in general, is for us to all shut up and go to our tribes and not interact, which is basically where we're at in our country and why we're here right now. But that's why you have to engage with people who have differing opinions. That's how you grow. That's how you learn. That's how you understand things. And it stops us from being so damn tribal and shut off to everybody. We can disagree and still be friends. It's okay.
And perfectly well said, Tony, and thanks. And so for everyone watching today, and it's a great question. Everything you see me covering today and all the inserts I've had on this is exactly what Jen brought up during our show. Yeah. And so what did I do afterwards? I did a deep dive trying to prove what she had said about her performance, trying to prove what she said about Andrew Yates. And then also she had cited that she had that psychiatrists don't agree with the psychotic break. So I actually listed out, I can list
them. She was wrong on so many things she said.
I researched that as well because I always say you might be right. Let's explore it. And so that's what we do on our show. We explore every angle because you know what? Everyone's going to have a good day and some people are going to have an off day and some people are going to be right on. I've been wrong on cases. And I'm going to be right on cases. And so this was a moment I personally think she's off, but that's okay. We research it. We all have a moment.
Yeah. And if somebody said, you know, she has no understanding of mental health. You know, I don't think she has no understanding. But she has her own understanding of it. We all come to it from different places and different places of understanding. And it's based on who we are, what our experiences have been, and it's different. But again, that's okay. We're all coming from different places, and we all have different understandings of it, some deeper than others, some far more personal than others as well, which is why everybody, I think this case comes to so many people in so many different ways, because there's little avenues, there's little tendrils of this that speak to a lot of people in a lot of very different personal and dark corners of their life that they don't like to revisit. You know, you talk about a lot about everybody's kind of got their secret spots, their kind of places right. of shame or whatnot. I think this case touches a lot of those places and places that we don't want to revisit, whether because it's something we've done ourselves or some just a dark place, a dark time where things weren't going well with either someone we were with or ourselves. And there's self-reflection involved in this case for everyone. And it hits a dark spot that I think a lot of people don't want to go to. And I think that's what part of it is.
And also on Jen, I'll categorize Jen with a lot of law enforcement, because I actually said this, I cited it yesterday during our conversation with her. When you do the research on where people in different demographics and social backgrounds fall, like employment is what I meant on this case, typically law enforcement like Jen falls on the camp that Lindsay's guilty, because when you have a lifetime and a career of reps of just the facts, man, boom, 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 you're looking at facts, data, and details, and the emotion doesn't come into it, you know, because it's not what they do day in and day out. So it's easy to see the context in which she comes to her conclusion, because that's how she typically approaches every case. And you can see my time in the Bureau is very different. The cases I worked and the human behavior element, I worked 100% of my time of recruiting competent human sources, intelligence operatives, spies, and espionage cases, which required a different skill set for 22 years than Jen's skill set. So it's a different optic and context in which I do my analysis on, because I'm always figuring out what makes people do what they do. That's a different mindset if you're hired to do an investigation. That's a completely different mindset. But I'm always trying to understand a deeper reason behind the motives and the intent for people to do what they do. Yeah. And so it's a different optic of engagement.
Yeah, and it's good to have people with different strengths and different areas for different cases, because sometimes you need more of this and less of that, or more of there over there. And it is what it is. But that's why. That's why it's good to have varying opinions.
Yes.
On a program. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in and give them to us. Links are in the description.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moro Casino. America.
America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's Social Casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's Social Casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.